Good morning. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. This is Info Dump with Liv. Up next is You're Not the One by Sky Ferreira.
Thank you.
What's up? What mic is that? Three?
Three.
Okay. Okay.
Hello.
This is Anne.
I'm Anne.
Anne's back. For anyone who's been listening since three.
There's
we're
no
back.
Way.
I think that might just be Helena. Hi, Helena. I played the cranberries for you. Hi. Love you. But I have a very burning, passionate question for you, Anne.
Okay, I can't wait.
Are you a Swiftie?
I'm a Swiftie, but like not a diehard Swiftie. I'm not like an OG Swiftie.
That's the normal way to be.
I love Taylor Swift music, but like I can't list all of her songs.
There's a lot of them.
Are a lot of them.
I have a Taylor Swift tattoo, and I couldn't do that.
I love that.
What's your favorite Swiftie era, like album?
Oh God, I feel like this is like not the usual answer, but like I kind of really vibed with Folklore, and like it just really hit kind of hard.
So smart and hot, because that's so valid.
Because I think that that's when I started, I don't know, I feel like for a while I was like, Taylor Swift is a girl boss and she is intimidating and her music is just like too good for me. And then Folklore happened and I was like, okay, you're my queen now.
That's so real. Because it's just like, the vibes are better because it doesn't feel, because I'm in Taylor Swift feminism. I'm taking that class. It's ex-college. It's really good.
Period.
It's really good. It's cool. It's good. But it has made me very critical of her in a way that I think is good. I think it's good to be critical of celebrity. But I found out that, like, she's probably still, like, up there. I don't think she's number one anymore. But there was a minute where she was, like, the most paid artist of any sort in the world.
Whoa.
Sorry, guys. Train noise. Sorry, guys.
We are right near train tracks.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could hear the, like, the traffic light, like, beeping that happens. Because, like, you can hear it in the studio. You probably can. These mics are picking up, like, literally everything, which is crazy.
Yeah.
They literally say, like, somewhere in here to, like, play music if you don't want to hear background noise. It's, like, somewhere. Because they don't want people to turn off the AC.
Yeah.
And the AC makes noise. But everything in this room makes noise. So,
So call in if you can hear the, like, walk sign outside every few minutes saying, the walk sign is now on. Because it's loud.
And it's like a little beeping. I mean, the walk sign doesn't always come on. But, like, you can hear, like, a...
I can hear the beeping right now.
Yeah.
Wait.
Beep. Beep,
there's graffiti beep. On the wall that says, in WMFO, we love Carly Rae Jepsen, which is so real, and it makes me feel so safe
please.
Here.
Please. We should play Carly Rae Jepsen. Not right now, but, like, sometime.
No, because last night my friend Ken, if you're listening
hi,
right
Ken.
Now.
Hi, Ken.
Gave me this delightful idea of, like, songs that make you want to dance, and every single Carly song makes me want to dance.
True.
So I am going to do that one
eventually. What's the one that everybody knows? The one that has the hot guy in the music video?
Call Me Maybe.
Oh my God, fucking Call Me Maybe. Yeah. I'm not awake enough. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm not used to being on at 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've gotten 2 hours of sleep in the past 24 hours. I'm not doing well.
It's good for you. It's a normal amount of sleep to get. That's good for your body and normal. Yeah. I love Carly Rae Jepsen. I love Taylor Swift. Oh, my... Okay. The being critical of celebrity thing.
Yeah.
So, I think Folklore made her more accessible because you kind of got to forget for a second because she had, like, indie producers that, like, she is so absolutely rich and so absolutely out of touch with reality, which is... maybe we should be considering it. But sometimes separate art from the artist. This is the only instance where, like, I am okay separating art from the artist.
I feel like her rise to fame didn't, like, do anything for me. Like, it didn't... I didn't feel connected to her at all. And so I was just like, she makes some good hits. Like, I can dance to her music. But, like... And not that I connect to Folklore, but it just felt a little bit more, like... on my level of, like, vibes.
It feels more, like, human, which is, like, weird to be, like, yeah, the music that she made and released when she was 15 feels, like, out of touch, but it kind of does.
Yeah.
And I think it's, I literally think it's the production. I think it's that she, like, was working, well, I guess, like, she still is under a major label, but, like,
and, like, yeah, she makes so much money and whatever, but, like, I feel like, she just girl bossed her way there, and like she deserves it, so like exactly. Good for her for the hype. But like also I don't know if she's really like deserving of that much hype, but like also I can't say that because I am a fan of like her work.
Yeah, I think that like lyrically there are a few others doing it like her, but like the music itself is just kind of because maybe this is the thing about Folklore, is that like the music of it stands out and it's better.
Yeah.
And it's produced better because it's indie producers.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what it is for me, at least right now, because that's the phase of music that I'm listening to, and like that's literally all I play. And jazz for some reason.
I'm so fascinated by your mind.
I know, right? For some reason jazz is like the perfect, it just like is so satisfying. I don't know what about it though. No, but it's a very specific, like the jazz that I played earlier, the like it was just
it was a lot for three in the morning.
I would not have played it at 3 a.m. I would have played it like midday, but like at 3 a.m. you need a little bit more of a chill vibe, which is usually the jazz that I listen to because I like myself to be like calm, relaxed, vibey versus the like just whatever that was.
Because La La Land changed my life, which is an embarrassing thing to say, but like it did.
I've never seen it. Isn't that insane? I really want to.
That's what we should have done in the 3-hour gap we had.
God damn. Okay, I guess like, I know what we're doing in the next few days.
We have such an extensive movie list.
Literally, we do. We have to watch V for Vendetta today.
Okay.
Like, we have to.
It's
like, if we don't,
today.
Yeah, if we don't, I'm going to cry. Because I put it in my calendar last year so that I would do it. And that's why I need to do it.
I really, because I forgot to post on my Instagram story for Donnie Darko Day. And I haven't lived it out emotionally.
When's Donnie Darko Day?
It's October 2nd.
Okay, well, we can just forget that happened, and we can make our own Donnie Darko Day.
It's so real. I didn't put it in my calendar. I'm not as smart as you.
You should put it in your calendar, because I knew that I was going to forget it, but I really want to watch it on the day that it is the day. So I'm going to make you and Megan, and probably Peyton, also watch it with me. Oh, shoot. I'm supposed to meet Peyton for coffee today.
What time?
I have no idea, but I'm probably going to tell her, like, 1, because I want to have some hours of sleep.
I haven't decided when I want to sleep.
I'm literally just gonna hit my bed and be out like a light.
Cause I want to sleep like I want to go to bed after the show tonight. If you're on campus and you're listening, you should come to the Cheap Socks Institute show. I don't know where it is, but I will find
that
out.
Barnum. It's Barnum in the basement.
Barnum 08. It's in Barnum 08 at probably 8 o'clock. But I will check that and say it again.
Wait, I can. Yeah, we'll check it and say it again. Say your PSA. Can that be the PSA?
Yeah, PSA. Support Tufts Comedy. but the PSA for the show for the hour is Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. Public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio.
That was a good PSA.
Thank you.
Food is a right. Not a whatever they said. Yeah. Okay, it is. It's Barnum 08 at 8 p.m. And I'm so excited. These people look so sexy.
Barnum 08 at 8 p.m. If you're on campus, you should come. It's going to be really funny. This is 45 by Bleachers.
Count the steps around the park. Consider drinking in the yard. In the words of a perfect stranger. In the hallways of my heart, cause all the blessings are somebody else's. The flowers in my neighbor's pot, I'm torn exactly into 2 pieces. One who wants you and one in your door, but I'm still inside. You're a fast machine, All my hopes are finally gone wasted. Am I the worst compass I could hold? I took the bus across the bridge, sold my bedroom from my home. It is these ghosts in the music, or the endless road from the past. But while you're playing at the 90s, they're calling up anything that lasts. But I'm still inside of your fast machine.
Dime like I used to, feeding you my cake, you my cake, eating it too. And I'll be good to you. I'll be good to you. Yeah. yeah, I'll be good to you. You know, darling, you bring out the worst in me. Sometimes when I'm around you, I feel like pure evil. I guess they say nobody's perfect, but they've never met a devil like you.
California, literally. I was thinking it's so comforting quiet. You read so softly over my head. It's late, but I'm maintaining interest in the things that you say. I could listen to you speak all day. In the silence, dripping wet with kisses running down my lips, could be just a good friend. Who knows at this point anyway? There's just something about the way you surrender your eyes without this barrier of bodies, we'd already be inside. Like two children at first glance, we're building castles in the sand. It is so delicately dreamt of, this immediate intimacy. On the way to California, I don't mean California, literally. feeling buried deep down inside of me. I've got a feeling buried deep down, and who knows what it means to have a feeling buried so deep down. But I've never felt quite so open for love. I've never felt quite so open before, and maybe my imagination runs away with me. You know I don't mind. You know I don't mind. You know I don't mind at all. Oh no, at all. And if you should take me, I'd let you break my heart. Oh no. And if you should take me, I'd let you break my heart. Oh, my heart. Oh, my heart. Sometimes I cry when I pass your exit. I can't see your street.
can never tell the truth, but you can tell something that sounds like it. You can never tell the truth, but you can tell something that sounds like it. Growing back in nicely, but I'm still ugly on the inside. I had for a kid's movie on the back of the Rice Krispies. It came out in 2003. Show up was talking about the DVD. You can tell something that sounds like it. You can never tell the truth. But you can tell something that sounds like it. You can never tell the truth. Something that sounds like it. You can never tell the truth, but you can tell something that sounds like it.
This has been 91.5 WMFO Medford with Liv and Anne on InfoDump. Thank you for listening. last song is Tim McGraw by Maggie Rogers. Do you have any parting regards, Anne?
Bye, besties. Have a good day.
Bye, besties. See you next week. It's Taylor Swift next. Taylor Swift week next week.
Heck yeah.
The playlist is going to be so good. It's going to be my best one probably of all time. So come back at 6 a.m. next Friday for that. It's going to be really good. It's going to be really good. I'm not biased. It's going to be really good.
Can't wait.
Okay. Have a great day, everybody. Come to the Cheap Sox Institute show at 8 p.m. in Barnum 08. It's going to be really good. Support Tufts Comedy.
Agree.
I hope you think of me. I hope you think of me. You said the way my blue eyes shine, put those Georgia stars to shame that night. I said it's a lie. Just a boy in a Chevy truck that had a tendency of getting stuck on back roads at night. And I was right there beside him all summer long. In the time we woke up to find that summer had gone. But when you think Tim McGraw, hope you think my favorite song, one we danced to all night long, the moon like a spotlight on the lake. When you think happiness, hope you think my little black dress. Think of my head on your chest and my old blue jeans. When you think Tim McGraw, I hope you think of me. 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 September's a month of tears, thanking God that you weren't here to see me like that. In a box beneath my bed, it's a letter that you never read from three summers back. It's hard not to find it all a little bittersweet. And looking back on all of that, oh, it's nice to believe that when you think Tim McGraw, hope you think my favorite song, when we dance to all night long, the moon like a spotlight on the lake. When you think happiness, hope you think that little black dress. Think song. Someday I'll turn your radio on. Hope it takes you back to